This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Ted Cruz led the Iowa caucuses with Donald Trump following and Marco Rubio right behind. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders were in a virtual dead heat, with Clinton slightly ahead as they go to New Hampshire. Britain has approved controversial gene editing. Opponents say this will be the first step towards designer babies. Proponents argue for hereditary genetic diseases that can be obviated. The Veterans Administration can negotiate lower prices with drug companies than Medicare because it is not required to accept all FDA-approved treatments as Congress mandated. Estimates are that if the VA system negotiated with drug companies, more than $500 per participant would be saved. Registered lobbyists raised more money for Hillary Clinton than any other presidential candidate for either party in the last quarter of 2014. That'd be 2015, according to federal reports, more than $2 million thus far. Scientists say bacteria transfer from mothers to their babies in post-cesarean operations could protect them as children. Two 9,500-year-old skeletons found in La Jolla, California, along the coast abutting San Diego, were returned and given over to a group of Native American tribes after years of litigation from scientists who wanted to study the bones. The return was based on the 1990 Native American Graves and Reparations Act. 46% of those who turned out in the Iowa caucuses were participating in a Republican caucus for the first time, and 40% were first-timers in a Democratic primary in Iowa. Obama in 2008 had pulled out 58% first-timers. A lawsuit by a former manager at Yahoo is accusing the company of implementing mass layoffs using a so-called rating system in order to not be required to give notice for such laws under federal and California law. Uber drivers in New York City are threatening to strike against the company's lowering of fares for drivers while it tries to increase market share. Drivers, supposedly subcontractors, just say they will turn off their smartphones for 3 days. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.